Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing WatsonX Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with WatsonX Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Thanks for listening to the Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday on Fox Sports Radio at noon to 3 Eastern, 9 a.m. to noon Pacific. Find your local station for the Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Fox Sports Radio or FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Well, Jimmy Johnson, two Super Bowl champions, 9 seasons in the NFL, also a legend at Miami. So it's interesting. He lives down in Miami, coached at Miami twice, NFL and college. So I was thinking when we were bringing you on today, how did you look? Because Miami's tropical. So did you look at that? Was home an advantage? Did you look at your NFL schedule and go, okay, we got to go up north all through, you know, December? How did you view it as a Miami coach, college or pro? Let's stick with mostly pro.
Well, the first thing I looked at, it was late in the season if I had to go north and if I was going to have to order me some thermal underwear. we didn't like going into the cold weather. But as far as, you know, the Dolphin games and University of Miami, early in the season, we felt like it was an advantage because our guys practiced in the heat and in the humidity, and they were accustomed to it. You know, a lot of times in the fourth quarter, the opponents, they would struggle because they weren't accustomed to that humidity and that heat.
I thought it was interesting. Mike Zimmer is a very smart defensive coordinator. He's now in Dallas. I actually thought Dallas got a little bit of a break in their schedule, so it's going to take Mike a while to get that defense up and running. And if you start looking at November, December, January for the Cowboys, I mean, they're facing Jaden Daniels twice, Daniel Jones, Carolina. It's a lot of young and average quarterbacks. Now, am I overstating the fact that Zimmer will need time to get the defense right? But I look at that and I think, boy, that's about the time Zimmer's defense comes into its own. What do you make of it?
Yeah, I think that could be an advantage if they are still confident and if they're healthy going into the last part of their season. You know, they've got some difficult games right off the bat. You know, for instance, you know, they go up to Cleveland, a great defense. You know, they're going to have a young offensive line that's going to struggle against, you know, that pass rush of Cleveland. Then the third week they've got Baltimore, you know, a physical football team. I think the big thing is, you know, the Cowboys have got to survive the early part of the season. They've got to survive not only confidence-wise but also health-wise. And if they do that, they can finish strong.
Yeah. So I actually thought, I mean, you know, the NFL is strategic. You know, they got the Kansas City Chiefs on 8 different networks. You know, they know what they want to do. They gave Jim Harbaugh his 2 easiest games to start the season. I like, oh, they want Jimmy to go 2-0. But it's interesting. I watched Chicago and Caleb Williams. And you know, at Fox, we would love for Chicago to be good. It's good for your pregame show. It's good for our ratings. Jimmy, right. That Chicago schedule. Not only do they open with Tennessee, they don't play a top 10 defense until week 11. Jimmy, they don't play the Packers, Lions, or Vikings, a divisional game, until week 11. I looked at that and I thought, man, that's a little bit of a break. They're not on national TV much early. I kind of thought, did you like to have your divisional games early or late if you have a young quarterback?
Well, with the young quarterback, you'd like to have him late, because with Caleb Williams, you know, he's going to be a player that is going to make some spectacular plays, because, you know, he's that talented. But by the same token, he's a rookie. And, you know, he's got a good supporting cast. I think they've got a good football team around him. If they can have some success early, he could come on strong there at the end of the season when they have to play those division games.
You know, Jimmy, offensive line is an interesting position. You told me once there's not a lot of great offensive line coaches. Even at your Miami powerhouse Hurricanes, the O-line is the place you often struggle to get the five-star guys. And because of the new CBA, they don't hit as much in practice. Veterans don't play in the preseason. And I looked at Aaron Rodgers' new offensive line with three new guys, a rookie from Penn State, and I thought, they open with San Francisco, and I thought, that's not a good opener for Aaron Rodgers. He's got four new offensive linemen. What do you make of an older quarterback coming off an Achilles surgery with a brand new offensive line? That worries me a little early in the season, should it?
The offensive line that's going to struggle or because of inexperience would have a bigger problem if they had a young quarterback. They've got a quarterback with Rodgers that's going to get rid of the football. Now, he may not make a lot of completions way down the field, but he's not going to take a lot of hits. And I think because of his savvy, I think he'll be able to protect that offensive line until they can kind of get the experience and get to rolling here later in the season. The other thing is with the Jets, they've got a strong enough defense that, you know, they can probably win some games, you know, just with their defense, as long as their offense doesn't turn it over. And, you know, Rodgers will be really good at protecting the ball. So I think that they're going to have a little bit of a cushion with that offensive line getting some experience.
Tom Brady, our new colleague at Fox, had an interesting quote about C.J. Stroud. And he was talking about his humility. And he said, you know, there is a way to win and a way to lose and a way to celebrate as a quarterback. It may not be that for a corner, an off-ball linebacker, a guard. But quarterback is different. I mean, I watched the old films with you and Aikman, and he is a coach on that. When you're got the headset on, he's back there coaching. And I want you to address that, because I've been saying this for years. It does bother me if I see ego, if I see you're on 12 commercials before you've done anything. But if you say that to fans, they don't want to hear it. How did you view it?
Yeah, you like for the quarterback to be one of the guys. You know, Troy's best friends was the offensive line. That's who he hung out with. In fact, his best friend was probably the deep snapper, you know, an offensive lineman, Dale Hellestray. You know, so they created a bond. The main thing, you know, you're going to go through some adversity, and so you want the entire team, you know, to be backing your quarterback and liking your quarterback, rather than being somewhat jealous of him doing a bunch of commercials and having a bunch of comments that might offend him.
Right.
So, yeah, you know, the quarterback's got to be one of the guys. But the main thing is they've got to respect him, and he's got to have credibility with that group. You know, you don't want them being jealous of him, and you don't want them not liking him.
Right. Finally, there's the question about Tua, and I really like him. I think he reminds me of Dak. He says the right stuff. He's respectful. I think the players like him. He's a good kid. He works hard. I worry about his size. I worry about winning games in January in the North. His ball doesn't cut through it. I worry about his injury history. Jimmy, you knew the draft before anybody else figured it out. You understood the cap. Listen, you start paying quarterbacks mid-50s, you can't keep a second tight end, a third good corner. You have to make sacrifices. What are they going to do in Miami with Tua, the cap, and the extension? What would you do?
Yeah, I think, you know, they're in a situation where they have to extend him. Number one, Tua stayed healthy last year, which
he did.
Was a plus. And so, yeah, I think that they figured out, you know, how to protect him, you know, how to keep him healthy and what kind of supporting cast to give him. But yeah, he deserves an extension, and he will get an extension. And I think he's a good quarterback. And, you know, I like what he does. He doesn't have the same talents that some other quarterbacks have, but he's a winning quarterback.
Yeah. All right, Jimmy. It's 81, you said, today in Miami. It's a little chilly here. like today.
All right.
So let's see. What time? I want to see what time it is. So it's 11, 12. So it's 2:28 right now. You live down.
Right.
So what is a guy in Miami, is a Hall of Fame coach at 2:30 in the afternoon? You're going to wrap up this. What is the rest of your day like? Because I like to live vicariously through your life. What is the rest of your day like?
Well, I'll probably turn on the horse races and make a few wagers on the horse races for a few hours. And then I've been really into those NBA playoffs. I've been watching them every single night. And of course, my main man, World Wide West, and Leon Rose up there with the Knicks. Yeah, I'm pulling for the Knicks here tomorrow night. And so a little bit of horse racing this afternoon, a little bit of NBA tonight and tomorrow night. And then I watched a little golf. You know, Tiger was one over today in the PGA. Scheffler, you know, they're going to have an outstanding PGA tournament this weekend.
That's some life. Aqua water, got a couple boats outside.
And I may go fishing this weekend. I caught a nice little mahi the other day.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
We're this close to crowning an NBA champ, and the action's heating up on the court. It's even hotter at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. New to DraftKings? Listen up. New customers can get a no-sweat bet up to $1,500. Just deposit at least $5, and you'll get a bonus bet back equal to your first bet if it doesn't hit. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use the code HERD, code H-E-R-D, HERD, for new customers to get a no-sweat bet up to $1,500 if your first bet doesn't hit. Only on DraftKings, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21+ age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. One no-sweat bet per new customer issued is one bonus bet based on amount of initial losing bet. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See DKNG.co/bball for eligibility, wagering, and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
If your business needs a new application, then developers will have to write code. A lot of code. If an application needs to be modernized, then you'll need time, resources, and caffeine. If that sounds daunting, then you need Watson X Code Assistant, AI designed to multiply developer productivity so you can generate code quickly. Let's create a more modern foundation for business with Watson X Code Assistant. Learn more at ibm.com/codeassistant. IBM. Let's create.
You know what, man? That you've earned it. That is a hell of a life. Open up. Have one Heineken for me. I know two's your limit. Have one for me.
A Heineken Silver, you know, they've got to cut down on the calories. I'm watching my weight.
All right. You don't need to, but okay. It's up to you. Good seeing you, Coach.
Okay, Colin.
All right. He's already betting the ponies, J-Mac. I saw J-Mac's face lit up when he said that.
What a life that guy has, huh? He's like, yeah, I'm going to watch some horse racing, do some gambling, go on my boat.
I know where he lives. I Google mapped his house once. I was like, boy.
Very nice spread down there.
Jimmy lives a good life. He's earned it. He lives a big life. He's watching the NBA playoffs.
You going to do some fishing tonight?
I grew up in small Westport, Washington, which was, we called it the salmon capital of the world. That was our little marquee. We used to battle Waukegan, Illinois.
Oh.
So my dad loved fishing, loved salmon fishing, and it was like sport. So I was did a little deckhand work, whale watching as a kid.
Do you have the patience to go fishing though?
Oh, I love fishing.
Oh.
Absolutely. I went fly fishing 2 years ago with my cousin Matt in Utah on the Provo River. Which
fly
was,
fishing, like you're standing in the water and stuff like that?
It
oh, that
is
sounds cool.
Amazing. Yeah. Fly fishing is absolutely great. I had no idea. I haven't been able to do. I'd love to do it again this summer. I had no idea. You put the waders on, you go out there, get a tan.
So you'd love to like just sit there and fly fish for a couple hours. That's
if I'm with somebody I like. I had a guide because I'd never done it, and I went and we did it, and he was good. Matt got 16 fish. I had three, and then
16.
And then
fish?
I thought it was just all luck, and then I was like, "Stop being a goofball." And then I watched him, and then I ended up with about 10.
Yeah,
he ended up with 25.
So if you were like, "Hey Jay, you want to go fishing with me
fishing
for a couple hours?" I'd say I'd rather play basketball for 2 hours. Like that to me is just like Saturday morning. You know, you start the weekend.
Yeah, but you go
like,
deep sea fishing. You get that big fish, you got a hook on, you got to fight him for 45 minutes. That's fun. And by the way, you're on the water, you're getting a tan, you're smoking a
I'll
cigar.
I'll let you
maybe.
Do the fishing. I'll knock back a couple cold ones.
Well, I'm an outdoorsman.
Yeah, I'll just be on the tank top getting some sun, you know, maybe calling the ladies' boats over. Hey, come on, we got some fish over here.
No.
You know?
Fishing's a good time. If you get the right crowd, the right people, all sorts of fishing.
I'll just charter a boat, and we'll go out there.
There's deep sea fishing, trout fishing, fish from a bank.
Have you seen the talented Mr. Ripley?
Nope. Is he
Matt
fish?
Damon and Brad Pitt?
Is he
Pitt?
A fisherman?
Oh, wait, is it? No, Jude Law. Jude Law and Matt Damon.
Jude Law's not a real fisherman. Well, in the movie.
He's a big-time actor.
Yeah, but
they go fishing one day, and one guy, I don't want a spoiler alert, 20-year-old movie, one guy kills the other one.
Well,
dicey.
You're fishing for trouble if that's, if that's what you're doing.
Nicely done.
J-Mac with the news.
No. Turn on the news.
This is the Herd Line
Fly
news.
Fishing is, if you've never done it, folks, there's places out west, Utah, Colorado, Idaho, unbelievable. It's as beautiful as America gets. 85 degrees, fly fishing with a buddy. If you don't know how to do it, take a guide. I sat there and it was like majestic. I was like, America is most beautiful. Provo River in Utah.
Maybe I need some of that.
Oh my God,
it's
great.
Get one on the books this summer.
Put a dip in.
What's that? Did you say a dip? Oh my, like a chewing tobacco? Are you kidding me?
Live a little.
I did it like once when I was 17. No thanks. All right. Let's get back to the schedule release, Colin. One way to measure every team's strength of schedule is looking at their 2023 win percentage. You know, you can do a lot of ones. This is one, and according to 2023 win percentage, the Cleveland Browns have the toughest schedule, followed by the Ravens and Steelers. Now, obviously, they're in the same division.
I don't think the NFL wants the Browns ending up in a Super Bowl. Can I say that?
They're not going to the Super Bowl.
Well, I know they're not, but it's I don't think the NFL's crushed that Cleveland has the hardest schedule.
Now, to be fair, you know, doing one on win totals is more up to date because this is based on coaches last year, pre-free agency, pre-draft.
I never put too much stock into that.
No.
I look at who do you play when. You know, like the Niners are a veteran team, and their early schedule is new O-line, new staff, new quarterback. That's a huge advantage for San Francisco. That's how I view it.
Yeah. Speaking of schedules, how about this big matchup in week 12? The Harbaugh brothers going at it. Jim Harbaugh and the Chargers hosting John and the Ravens. They have not met on the field since the Super Bowl back in the day. John has beaten his brother in both of their meetings. This one will be at SoFi. Should be a good one.
Be a great one.
We'll see. I'm not as bullish on the Ravens as you are this year. We'll have to do a...
You are very high on the Chargers.
I'm
I try to temper
high.
It because I'm viewed as sort of a homer for the Chargers. It's so funny. I live in Los Angeles. A majority of my friends are Charger fan, not Ram fans. Because Rams were Orange County years ago. The Raiders were the most popular team in L.A., but they weren't. SoFi wasn't going to bring the Raiders in. So they brought the Chargers up and the Rams, and it's taken the Chargers a while to get popular. Harbaugh helps. Justin Herbert helps.
Yeah, no. This is. I think it's a Rams town.
Well, it is more a Rams town now. It really was, you know, most of the time, most of L.A. was Raider fans. But that wasn't going to happen. So I think the way to become a Charger town, it'll never be as big as the Dodgers or Lakers, but it's to get a star coach and a star quarterback.
Win.
And it helps that Mahomes comes into. I mean, last year's Charger schedule, they weren't very good. It's one of the best home schedules an NFL team's ever had. It was like star quarterbacks every weekend.
Yeah, I think the Chargers are going to be good this year. Who has more wins this year, Chargers or Rams? out here in L.A.?
I think they're both around 10. I think the Rams play in an easier conference. They may play in a tougher division, but an easier conference.
So what's the second order effect of not having to double team Aaron Donald on, you know, opposing offensive lines? Oh, there's nobody we have to double team.
I'm going to make a prediction that the Rams defensive front is going to end up being very good.
So they're not going to miss a Hall of Fame first ballot superstar.
I think last year there are 2 third-round picks both hit on the D-line, and this year their first 2 picks were D-line. So they are, and both, I mean, all 4 of these guys can play. So Aaron's great, but I do believe that will not be, I mean, my only concern about the Rams, they'll be excellent. My only concern is if like a Puka or a Cooper Kupp got hurt, they're not terribly deep at wide receiver. Yeah, they're good, but not deep.
Even healthy, Colin, you like this defense. Remember, you take Aaron Donald out of the mix. Now the pass rush is depleted.
Okay? I don't think it's going to be. I don't think it's going to be. I think the pass, they'll have, I'll make this, they will have more sacks this year than last year.
Sacks are, you know, pressure rate is better, is more impressive than sacks. Get to the quarterback, get him to unload it. You don't have to necessarily sack him, just put pressure on him and quickly unload it. And we'll see about the secondary, how they hold up. I like the Rams, I root for them, I go to some games with buddies. It's going to be a little tougher than you think this year. Is it? I don't want to sneak this team in, you know, late in the show.
What do you mean?
Arizona Cardinals? Are they going to be feisty in that division this year?
I think Washington and Arizona may not make the playoffs, but will look on Sundays like you don't want
to
face
them. Well, somebody's going to have to be bad in the West. It's Seattle, Rams, Niners, Cardinals.
Well, Arizona's got the less weaponry, the least weaponry, but I don't think they'll be bad. I thought they looked well coached last year. There's very few bad teams. Again, I'll say it again. If Will Levis can play, then the only two people drafting a quarterback next year are going to be the Raiders and the New York Giants. And Will Levis has an offensive coach, and they stacked his roster with wide receivers. I looked at the Titans' depth chart last night. Dude, they go too deep at all their receiver positions. They're actually...
Did they get Snead on defense, too?
And they went and got a left tackle in the draft. It's like Tennessee could be sneaky.
Well, if you're playing the if game, Aaron Rodgers coming off an Achilles, stinks up the joint, is awful, it's a wrap. Jets will be drafting a quarterback in the first round.
I thought you had him winning 13 games.
I have him winning 12, but...
You know what, though?
You're dealing with ifs, so why can't I? Okay, final story. Here we go, Colin. Everybody's dreaming about a Wembanyama-Trey Young pairing in San Antonio. We talked about it. I think Rachel Nichols was the first to float it here on this show. However, according to Yahoo Sports, the Spurs have shown little interest in acquiring Trey Young, and that any news regarding him has been vastly overstated. Now, I know this reporter. He's been on my podcast before. I do wonder, is Trey Young a Popovich guy?
No. And Popovich, like Belichick, has become sort of, I'm going to coach guys I like. Which I don't think wins championships, but I think Popovich has the power, the legacy, the net worth to say, like Kawhi, get him out of here, give him away. DeJounte Murray doesn't work for me. Like he's going to do what he wants to do. He runs the franchise. I don't think that wins championships.
Not anymore.
But Trae Young's not a pop guy. Won't defend. Little flaky. I think he's a really good playmaker. He's a hell of a player, but I don't think he's a pop guy.
This is the weird thing with the NBA, Colin. So I've talked about this. So LeBron has been with a bunch of coaches in his career. When LeBron leaves, none of those coaches have won a championship. None. Pat Riley won without Magic. He won in Miami. Okay? What has Popovich done without Tim Duncan? And remember how he got Tim Duncan. He shoved the coach out, and then he took over, and it was a tankathon, and they got Tim Duncan on the heels of David Robinson. Well, I'm not saying he's not a great coach.
I mean, Barkley didn't win a title. Either did Karl Malone. They're great players. Maybe Popovich doesn't win a title without Duncan, but that doesn't mean he's not a good coach.
I didn't say that. Has he won a playoff series? Can he get to a conference finals without Duncan? I'd like to see that. That would be nice.
San Antonio is miles. I mean, just start looking at OKC, Minnesota, Denver. It's not close. Yeah. I don't care how good Wemby is. They need like 3 more B-plus players. Denver's good.
Trae Young gets them at least to play-in discussion?
Maybe. Dude, they're not good.
So just remember, Caitlin Clark went to the team in the WNBA with like the worst record. Wembanyama, same deal with the Spurs. And they won like 20 games this year. So Caitlin Clark could be in for a tough year. I think Wembanyama's got to exert some pressure and be like, guys, can we go big game hunting? Can we get Donovan Mitchell? Can we get Carl Anthony? Somebody. Get us some help.
J-Mac with the news.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
The Herd Line
Tom
News.
Rinaldi. Always interesting. Next.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
Hey, it's Ben, host of The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller. It would mean a lot to have you join us on our weekly auditory journey. You're asking, what in God's name is The Fifth Hour? I'll tell you, it's a spinoff of The Ben Maller Show, a cult hit overnights on FSR. Why should you listen? Picture, if you will, a world where we chat with captains of industry in media, sports, and more every week, explore some amazing facts about human nature and more. Listen to The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
We're this close to crowning an NBA champ, and the action's heating up on the court. It's even hotter at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use the code HERD, code H-E-R-D, HERD, for new customers to get a no-sweat bet up to $1,500 if your first bet doesn't hit. Only on DraftKings, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21-plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. One no-sweat bet per new customer issued is one bonus bet based on amount of initial losing bet. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See DKNG.co/bball for eligibility, wagering, and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
Tom Rinaldi is joining us. He rarely gets time off. He squeezes us in today, and we always appreciate that. So you'll be covering the Cowboys-Browns. So Brady's debut, obviously. What was your first sort of interpretation when you saw that as the opening game, a standalone game? What was your take?
First of all, can't wait to have Tom join us on the crew, Colin. Always great to be with you. I know you're building your bond with him when he appears with you. Those spots have been great. And I think Tom's going to be outstanding. Maybe we'll touch on that in a little bit. There obviously is always so much attention on the Cowboys. We know that. We pay so much attention to them. They take so much oxygen. But the Browns, I find intriguing, Colin, for a lot of reasons. The run that they made behind a quarterback that nobody expected, now the quarterback that they pulled the Brinks truck back and unloaded all the money to, returns with a little bit of momentum, a little bit of pressure, and a great defense on the other side of the ball with the reigning defensive player of the year. I think it'll be fascinating to see what the Browns are able to do this year, even though everyone always focuses so much on the star.
The overall schedule, everybody, thinks, oh, the league's out to get us. I mean, Pittsburgh's last eight quarterbacks are Mahomes, Hurts, Burrow twice, Lamar, Watson twice. That's a rough schedule. My take when I watch the Steelers schedule is Justin Fields is going to get opportunities here. You're not going to go on winning streaks in Pittsburgh this year. Is there anything about the schedule that stuck out to you?
Well, I think the number of playoff rematches that the NFL has engineered, and obviously A Christmas Comes Early for us at Fox, where we have the ultimate rematch game, the Super Bowl rematch. We can't wait for that one in October. We think that'll be spectacular with the Chiefs and the Niners, Colin. But I think the quality of the matchups in those rematch games are pretty fascinating. I also think it's such an interesting parlor game. I think you're terrific where you try to debunk a little bit of look down the schedule and count win-loss, win-loss. When we all know, as you endlessly preach, the NFL places parity above all. They want as many teams to be in contention toward the end of things as possible. And while you've been able to identify some teams that perhaps were undervalued last year, let's say the Rams, for example, I think it's so hard to look through the schedule and know who is really going to emerge or break through.
The Jets schedule, night games, short weeks, international. It is just, you know, a Rubik's Cube of movement in different places. What does it say?
You know what it says. It says the cult of personality that is the vice presidential candidacy that never happened. It's Aaron Rodgers. I mean, the Jets, they confound, they fascinate, and yet, when are they going to perform and deliver? Yes, they have a difficult, really compelling matchup in the opener. But after that, Colin, if they can't make a run in the early part of the schedule, when will they? And again, it's an older quarterback coming off a major injury. He fascinates and confounds us over and over again. He's the reason. He's a needle mover. And Aaron Rodgers is the reason you receive a schedule like that. I don't even think there's an argument.
Yeah. When you go into these games and they're so big, Brady's going to add a different element. Now, I think I told the audience, Tom's been in the building here like a player nonstop. He's just grinding away at this stuff. And I was thinking about this the other day. I would be nervous. Like, I can't imagine, like, people think, oh, it's Brady, he knows football. I just like, people, it's way different. Calling games is so hard. What are your expectations? What do you make of Tom Brady doing games?
So, a couple of things. We know that he is going to be as prepared as possible. I've had the great chance to be with him in person, to talk with him on the phone over these last few months. He's reached out to more than a dozen and a half people in different aspects of production, had substantial conversations there, doing his homework, doing his research. Of course, he's going to know the players. Of course, he knows the game. But then there is the performative aspect of it, Colin. And I love the fact that you say you would be nervous. You've done this forever. You've reached the pinnacle. It would be ridiculous to expect Tom Brady not to have nerves. But as Tiger would say, those nerves are proof that you care. And I certainly believe Tom Brady is going to thrive based on the clarity, the communication, and the candor that we've seen grow and grow and grow since his retirement.
Yeah. He had a really interesting perspective the other day on C.J. Stroud. He talked about there's a way to win, a way to lose, a way to act, a way to celebrate. And I was like, that's what Tom will provide. The longevity creates wisdom, right? There's not a lot of people at 21 with wisdom. Us old guys with gray hair, I'm just stacked with it. I got piles of it at home. Most didn't work. But I think Tom will provide things that other analysts can't simply because they didn't play the game for 20-some years. That's my take.
And look at the comments that he made about C.J. Stroud and the importance of being a great teammate. It brings me back, Colin, to perhaps one of the big takeaway statements in the Dynasty documentary that we saw, where we heard, we worked for Bill, we played for Tom. And I think that ability to go into a production meeting, to go into our own meetings, and to build team, to captivate the room, to serve the audience and the broadcast, I think that's going to shine through. And I think he recognizes a guy that can win the room and be that leading teammate in the presidential position of all of sport, because that's what he's done, and he did it, as you said, with unprecedented longevity.
Tom, it's great as always, my friend. Enjoy your brief vacation. Thanks for squeezing us in today. I appreciate it, buddy.
Love being with you, Colin.
All right. The great Tom Rinaldi, 16 Emmys, 7 Edward R. Murrows, and always provides really, really great access and great thought and perspective on a variety of things. No, it's listen, when you just do something as long as Tom Brady's done it, you've experienced so many things. When we bring Edelman on the show, he just has so many stories. It like just playoff games, preseason games, conflicts in the locker room. You know, you watch that MJ documentary and you watch the New England Dynasty documentary. I mean, we watched all these games with the Patriots, and it was like one story after another. I'm like, that was a big deal. Little things are much bigger deals. Sometimes the big deals. I mean, what was going through Deflategate and Spygate, and that is just a lot of moving parts in Tom's career, and I can't wait. Cowboys, Browns, few months away, but I can't wait. J-Mac, I thought, excellent effort today. Excellent effort by you.
Really. From me?
Yeah, it's excellent. Oh, nice. You watched the show at a peak level today. I really appreciate that.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlanSport.com. In every pair of Tecovas boots, you can expect handmade quality, first wear comfort, and timeless Western style. Tecovas boots are always made from premium bovine and exotic leathers. And with occasional resoling, they'll last a lifetime. Best way to shop for boots is at your local Tecovas store, where you'll be greeted by a smell of fresh leather and a friendly smile. Come on in, grab a cold one, get fitted by a pro, and shop the latest styles. Visit Tecovas.com. That's Tecovas.com. And don't go gently, y'all.
Streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse, Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League all included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite content in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.